Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of this week. Today, we are going to sit down, contemplate a specific topic and see if we can get to know ourselves and our hearts just a little bit better.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
I have something really simple in mind for today. Honestly, I feel it in my bones. I need a little bit more joy in my day right now. I've had a week that felt a little bit heavy, felt like a lot of responsibility, kind of work-centered. And sometimes, and this is important that we acknowledge, sometimes joy just doesn't come our way, but we actually have to put ourselves in the way of joy. We actually have to wake up in the morning and make joy and pleasure and play and fun a priority. So let's take a moment right now to define what is it that really brings us joy in our lives right now. And oftentimes joy changes, it morphs, it shifts, it expands. The thing that used to bring you big joy before maybe isn't the same thing that will bring you joy today. So let's take a moment right now the way we are. Just go ahead and close the eyes. Let's take a moment to connect to the heart. So if you want, you can place your hands to your heart center. Take a full deep breath in, open the mouth, and let it out. What brings you joy right now? Take a moment just to contemplate that question a little bit. What brings you joy right now? What is something that has happened lately or something you've been actively participating or doing lately that has made you really, really happy? And see if you can feel into your heart space for the answer to that question. So it's not a question that you answer in the mind. You know, sometimes the mind has this idea of what should bring us joy, but actually joy can be something a little bit abstract. Sometimes joy doesn't make any sense to the mind. It just makes sense to the heart. What is something that has brought you joy lately? What is something that brings you joy right now? And it's funny when I contemplate this question and I start smiling as I share it with you because I feel a little bit silly. Something that brings me joy right now is cleanliness. Like I've had an urge lately to just clean out my closet. I've been in a little bit of a cleaning frenzy actually, now that I think of it. I really feel a sense of joy in my heart when everything is in order in my house. When I walk into the kitchen and just it's clean and spotless and everything is in its place and I can start cooking without it being messy or without having to clean up before I create. So maybe that's a little strange, like something that actually is bringing me joy now is clean, pure spaces. It brings me a lot of harmony. It actually brings me this peaceful kind of joy. It wasn't the answer actually I was expecting. I was expecting to say something like, oh, playing with my daughter brings me joy or moving my body brings me joy. But no, the answer today, the thing that brings me joy is when everything is in its place. So take a moment right now just for you to really go a little bit deeper into what brings you joy right now. And perhaps it's being totally alone. Sometimes we feel like joy has to come together with other people or from other people. Maybe you're totally enjoying solitude right now. And that's okay. Embrace that if that is something that brings you joy. Perhaps there's some way that you're moving your body right now that's really joyful to you. Another thing that's bringing me a lot of joy right now is running, strangely, which is something I used to deeply dislike, but running is bringing me joy as well. Maybe for you, joy is something that you eat. It's a moment that you have to yourself in your day. Maybe it's your work. Like, there can be joy in your day-to-day work as well. But take another moment right now just to feel into your heart space for that little spark of joy. And then, of course, what we're going to do with this answer is make sure that we bring it into our lives in a bigger way. So perhaps the moment this podcast is over, can you anchor into that joy a little bit? Give yourself permission to drop into that practice, or give yourself permission just to stand in that space of joy, to enjoy life, to find pleasure, to play, and to tap into that childlike space of just enjoying the moment. If you would like to use today's contemplation as a journaling prompt, you can start with exactly that sentence. Something that's bringing me joy right now is, and just see where that contemplation takes you. Wishing you a really joyful rest of the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.